online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1, here's Lucy Hickmott.
Theresa May's speech to the Conservative conference in Manchester has been interrupted by a prankster. Lee Nelson handed the Prime Minister a piece of paper marked P45 before being escorted away by security. Earlier in her speech, she apologised for the general election campaign, which saw the party lose its Commons majority. She's admitted her campaign wasn't good enough and acknowledged some of the criticism from her opponents that she comes across as too cold.
I know that people think I'm not very emotional. I'm not the kind of person who wears their heart on their sleeve, and I don't mind being called things like the Ice Maiden.
Officers in Las Vegas have revealed more details about the lengths the gunman took to plan his attack. Stephen Paddock, who killed 59 people and injured more than 500 on Sunday, set up a number of cameras in and around his hotel room. His girlfriend has now returned to the US for questioning.
KMFM News.
A 16-year-old boy's appeared at Crown Court accused of murder after the death of a man in Maidstone. Wayne Chester, who was 50, suffered a head injury during a disturbance in the town centre on Friday night and died in hospital. The teenager's been remanded in youth custody and is due to enter a plea in December. A mum suffered cuts to her hands after trying to stop a man with a knife in a car park in Sheerness. It happened outside Tesco's in Bridge Road at around 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon. Police have arrested a 20-year-old man from the town on suspicion of assault, theft and causing criminal damage.
This is KMFM.
There's good news for school children in part of Kent as a bus company extends the time they're able to travel for free. Stagecoach, which serves the east of the county, says people with a young person's travel pass will now be able to use it in the evenings, at weekends and during school holidays. Matthew Arnold is the company's commercial director.
It also, of course, gives children the option of staying on longer at school to do after school clubs and to travel about in the evening and weekends, which previously they would have had to pay for.
The pass is issued by the county council, but it's not clear whether other bus companies will follow suit. Norman Kemp is the owner of New Venture, which operates around Maidstone.
I think we need to carefully consider the financial aspects. The scheme in its present form is very generous indeed. For the £280 per annum that is paid, children making a journey of no more than 6 or 7 miles are saving probably 80% of the fare that they would pay.
Thousands of pounds is being promised by the government to speed up house building in part of Kent. The community secretaries announced the Otterpool Park Garden Town development near Folkestone is getting £155,000. 12,000 homes are set to be built there over the next 30 years. Shops across Kent will dim the lights and switch off the music this week as they take part in Autism Hour. It's part of the National Autistic Society's drive to raise awareness of the challenges people with the condition face, taking on everyday tasks. Catherine Butters from Sheerness has a son with autism. She's told us he's sensitive to overstimulation.
Loud noises, he was quite sensitive with that, and I think the amount of, the lights and things, so it would be those sort of things that would upset him.
And it's been confirmed Warhorse is going to be returning to a Kent theatre. The show, which has started its 10th anniversary tour at the Marlowe in Canterbury this month, will be back there in 2019. It's been seen by more than 7 million people around the world and spent 8 years in London's West End.
Sport.
With Dynorod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dyno.com.
Football and a late goal saved Gillingham last night in their Chequer Trade Trophy match. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Molly.
Well, the caretaker bosses praised the Gills players after they made it 2 wins from 2 in the tournament. Max Eamer scored in stoppage time as they beat Colchester United 1-0 away from home. It prevented the match from going to penalties and has also ended their 3-game run without a goal. Here's Peter Taylor.
I think the last time I was here, we got to the area final, to be honest with you. So it's good for you to keep winning matches if you can. And, we haven't won enough league matches this year, so any wins we can get at the minute will be good, and it's only good for players.
You can hear more of his post-match chat with us. We tweeted it via @KMFM News. Elsewhere, Sam Allardyce is reportedly considering suing the Football Association over his sacking as England manager. He left the post after just 67 days and 1 game in charge following a newspaper sting. It's thought the FA's received a letter from his lawyers. And Olympic champion Adam Peaty is among the first swimmers picked for Team England at next year's Commonwealth Games in Australia. He'll be defending his 100 metres breaststroke title on the Gold coast.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.